Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim, Daf Ayin Gimel. Pick it up on Ayin Gimel, but off of the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom of Ashi Yamar. We give another explanation to our Mishnah. I feel the Tim Rabbanan. You can even say the Mishnah is going according to the world of the Rabbanan, right? The Rabbanan in the Mishnah Arlo, who said only six things that are going to not be able to be bottled because of how chashev they are. And according to them, even something that is exclusively sold per piece also is not able to go out and to be bottled. Bale chayim chashive v'lo batli, because even they hold that when an animal is still alive, it's considered chashev and it's not able to be bottled. The other machlokas that we discussed yesterday between the Rabban and Rav Meir was a question about fenugreek, whether it can become batel or not become batel. Right, so the Chacham, they're going to ask them that an animal is chashav enough not to be able to become batel. And the reason why they didn't put it in their list is because they were talking about things that are food items, and a live animal is not considered a food item. Says the Gemara. Now we ask Akasha on the Mishnah's din that one usher animal can cause many kosher ones to become usher. Let's pull out the animals from the mixture one by one and bring them as karbanos. Like, why would you be mavato the entire thing? Bring each one by karban. And then we'll say the din, whatever separates from a mixture is considered like it separated from the majority. And the majority is a kosher thing, so it should be fine. Says the Gemara, nimshoch, pull them out, how about the kavua? But the animal, therefore, is considered fixed in its place. It didn't walk on its own. Rashi said, beep, during the page on Gimel Beis, v'chol kavua, kamesa mesa dummy. And anything that is set in its own place is considered 50-50, and therefore, it's not able to go and remove the animal one by one. You can't do that. Okay, says the Gemara, okay, how about this? Ella nichbishinhu dinaidi. Let's force the animals to start moving. Right, in a way that they're no longer going to be where they are, standing where they are. And then we could say that whatever separates from the mixture is considered like it's separate from the majority. Amar Rava says, Rava, Gezerah Shem Yavo, Yud Kohanim, Bebas Achas V'Yikrivu. We have a problem. We're worried that maybe 10 Kohanim are going to come at the same time, and they're going to take all the animals at the same time and be makrav them, and then for sure one of them is being mukrav, that's going to be a problem. Amar Leo, who may have been Rava, Elameyata Megisa Asira. So what are you going to say, that when blood is already in a bowl, it becomes aser? Rashi explains what stage are we talking about over here, right? Once the 10 animals move from their places, then they were taken individually, they were shechted, the other dam that were received in its different bowls, each already had been established as a good carbon because each one was assumed to left for the majority. How all of a sudden does it become no good when 10 Kohanim take the bowls at the same time and put the dam on the mizbeach? When all of a sudden it just joins together? No, Mishum Shema Yavo Yud Kohanim Babasachas V'Yikru. No, we're not worried that 10 are going to come V'Yikru and do the Dam. We're worried that 10 are going to come at the same time and they're going to take them at the same time. Rather, 10 Kohanim take the 10 animals at the same time. We have to worry that the other one is going to be part of it. And that's because 10 taken animals are now a majority of the mixture. And we have to be concerned that the usher animal is with the majority. And therefore, the Mishnah wouldn't allow you to do such a thing over here. Now, it says the Gemara, hold on a second. Basar Kohanim, Basachas Mi'efshar. Is it actually physically possible for each of the 10 Kohanim to take an animal at exactly the same time? Like, how does that make any sense? Rashi explains that we already established that, what are we talking about? Rashi says, Bishlam was Rika Vakatara, you know, throwing the dam and the Shechita itself. You could say it happened at the same time. But Lekicha, given to Kevshinhu, Venaidi, Klum Efshalitzamtim, Lekichas, and the Lotzarech Lirdo, Felahasi, Goachad. Right, in reference to grabbing the animals, they're running all over the place. How are you going to be sure that you're taking them all exactly the same time? Ella, Amar Rava, Rava says, Mishum Kavua. This is a Rabbanan Isser, because someone might by accident take an animal from the mixture while it's actually in its place, while it's where exactly where it was, and therefore you can't say called a parish. Amar Rava, Hashad Amar Rabbanan Lunakriv, not the Chum said that we shouldn't bring a carbon of any animals of that mixture, Inakriv Lomiratse. If we do it, then it's not going to be accepted. If you go ahead and go against the rules over here, it's not going to be accepted. Bar Yehuda L'Rava comes and asks him as a following question from a Mishnah that's talking about a mixture of ophos, of carbonos of ophos. Chatos, Chattas, let's see, if a bird chattas, she's a separate olig, it's mixed up with olig. Olig is separate chattas, so vice versa. I feel achas bribo, even if one type of them, carbon, got mixed up with 10,000, the other type, yamusu kulan, all of them should be left to die. Medvar murim, what are we talking about over here? What's the case that we're referencing? Bekoin nimlach, we're talking about a kohen who asks what the status is, right? So he's instructed to allow both of them to die. But a coin she ain't nimlach, but a coin who doesn't actually ask, but he just brings there's a carbon. Asan lamayla, if he did the dam above the chotasik or the half, the red line, mechza kasha mechza pasa, half of them going to be good, half of them going to be no good, right? Both of them were brought in the upper half. The ola is going to be good, and the chata is going to be no good. The chattas will have to be replaced with another one whose dam is going to be spressed in the lower half. Lamata, they did below the mechsa kasha mechsa pasal, then the chattas is going to be good and the ola is going to be no good. Because remember, chattas below, ola, like is rising up, has to be above. Mechsa kasha mechsa pasal, achas lamata, achas lamata, do one on top of the bottom, then staying up still, both are no good. Because shani omer chattas grave lamata, maybe the chattas was done on top, ola grave lamata, and the ola was done below. So therefore, both of them are going to be no good. Elaha, Kimanda Amr Balichaim Nitchin. This din of Rava is going according to what it says that living animals are able to be rejected from being brought. Rashi says, Plukta Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, he besieged the Yoma. It's machlokas with the Balichaim and Nitchin or not. And Ha, right, Rava is going according to that. And Ha, Kimanda Amr Balichaim Nitchin. This Mishnah is going according to the one who says that Balichaim can not be rejected from the Mizbeach. Frank Gemara, I, Harry Shchutin, whatever the case of the Shechted animals, everyone's going to say that it's going to be rejected in such a case, so Shechted already. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Dalet Amin Alf. Utanamba, we learned in the Mishnah about a Shechted animal that is a mum that became mixed up with other kosher ones. If the head of one of them was offered, Yikvu Kol HaRoshim, all the heads should be offered. Right? In that case, all the heads became unfit for the Mizbeach when the head of the Baal Mum animal got mixed up with them. However, when one of them is accidentally brought, and now you remove this cause of unfitness, then the other ones can be offered as well. Similarly, in Rava's case, the carbonos should not be rejected indefinitely and permanently. But the Gemara, Hud Amar Ke Chanan HaMitzri, he goes according to Chanan HaMitzri. Tanan, we learned in a Braisa, we saw this in a few places already. This is right, Yom Kippur. Chanan HaMitzri Omer, Afilu Da Makos, even the blood of the inner Chatzis, Chatzis Pinim, is in a cup. When the one that said for Azazel died, Mivi Chavero, the Kohen brings the other goat from the marketplace to replace the dead one and pairs this new one with the dam of the Chatzos Pinimius. The blood of the Chatzos then put on is applied, and the Azazel one is sent away. Since Chanan HaMitzri considers the blood of the Chatzos goat usable after the new goat is chosen, he clearly does not agree with the concept of it being rejected. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.